This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was making the rounds in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, beginning with the U.S. Congress.
We spoke about a lot of different questions. We were happy that senators, the Congress, White House, really United States. Of course, first of all, people of America really support us. We spoke, supported from the first days of full-scale war. And now together with us, and we spoke about everything, about support, about the situation on the battlefield, about our plans. I can't share with media all the details, but I think we had very strong dialogue with senators.
Zelensky came to Washington on a crosstown blitz that includes a meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon, President Joe Biden, and an address in the evening at the National Archives Museum. India has halted all visa services for citizens of Canada and told it to reduce its diplomatic staffing as a rift widens between the countries after Canada's leader said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were, quote, credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination of a Sikh separatist leader on its soil. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp Media Holdings. Fox says he will become chairman emeritus of both corporations. His son Lachlan will control both companies. The 92-year-old Australian media magnate's creation of Fox News made him a force in American politics. He built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia. He moved to England, then the United States, with the invention of Fox News and the purchases of both the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events on our website 24 hours a day